The Sandwich Unmasked, or The Middle Brother. Crispin comes but once a week, his visage feared by all that see, by all that see on a Cripple Creek, that hear the words of those that speak the simple homespun truth. The lad, he utters words profound that fright the lazy ones who know, but never do let out a sound, but wander whither waters flow, the elixir of youth. Crisp in winter falls the snow upon the lawn of unmown sleep, and freezes all things, live or lost, whose price is little more than cost, nor magnitude than size, no width or silent terms. Alarmed, perturbed, could I disguise from sordid intellectual worms the sombre beauty of my eyes? Crisp and dry were the words he spake, with hair cascading round his neck, as if his head was but a lake, undammed nor held in check by aught of form uncouth. My life is late. Eviscerate! An IQ test for terrapins is not a test for me. It's but a ruse for those who choose no terrapin to see. 11+ for elephants is not, I say, for you. It's but a quiz, that's all it is, which most of us eschew. An evening school for Columbine is not the place to go. It's just a bore for all and more. Don't ask me, 'cause I know. BSCs for pitcher plants are not, of course, for us. For how should men aspire to know the secrets of the bus? How should we, who drink no tea, abjure the Chinese vice with desperate pleas for clemency for dishes made with rice? To educate the stubborn whale has been my life's ambition. I always knew that I should fail, be condemned to eternal perdition. The maid of onomatopoeia lay latent in a jug of beer, totally inebriated, no one held her hand, for men are mice, and far too nice to sit where none may stand. This maid, so chaste that all stood back, admiring the virtues she did lack, lay upon the carpet, her wimple all awry, and wondered if pigs were pie in the sky, for men are mice, and may soon die. Reversed, this maid became a dame, rehearsed, the mate is seldom tame. Tremendous were his cries, as credulous he trembled, and horridly dissembled with surreptitious lies. A scrambled egg makes little sense to those who spend their lives in tents, totally prepared, as if a one-man band had danced a solemn saraband for many men to view, if only Perkin. Take me to the charnel-house, where I shall die who am a mouse. The thongs of wheat that bound our sultry eyes lent colour to a scene of grayness drab, a dismal pool endowed with naught but crab of hitherto uncompensated size, did little to relieve, for me at least, the dismal echo of my rival's words that die unheeded midst the earthen sherds, like lees of wine or remnants of a feast. We saw no animals that dismal day, our eyes were sealed within our souls, no moles. And bloom nor blood revealed no inner heart. These gulls, in part, repay those cheated in the tepid mart. The oaten pipe that lured me to my bath played notes unknown, unpiped before, and sounded strangely fresh or raw, as if the composer had not been sure. He was deaf, belike, or feared the aftermath, the Kapellmeister's wrath, the one that dug the dike. My rival words are echoing anew, my alter ego's cooking now a stew with vervain leaves to shrive the beer moth. Who can avert the sailor's wrath? There was a young woman whose face resembled the vacuum of space, excessively fair. If I could be there, I'd destroy every inch of the place. O sweetness, be my abacus, for I needs must count on you, and tell thy tale not faster than the flaming words are writ. For narration ever the servant must be, if art is to encompass all my poetry, if beacons on the heights are to be lit. So spake the Max. As listened all, the courtroom hushed and jurors whispered curses, the judge exclaimed in soft surmise, "Alas, the strongest lady cries!" Onomatopoeia here made utterance, watched the greasy candle gutter once, then fade into the darkness of the day, as judges weak from lack of rest fail yet again their driving test. What will the strongest lady say? The strongest lady is in love with those that shift around and shove, with passing shadows and nightly ships, with arid eyes and limpid lips, with apparatus for giraffes, and those at whom the Sandman laughs. With vaulting horses, diving elks, who hold their hair in clips, who ply their sons with sandwiches, their grandmothers with chips. Both night and day are gone, and clearly all is one.